Well, this is continuing the story of Davirakas Chaitanya Charitamrita. Apane ayogya deki amane pana shobha tatapi tamara gune upajaya loba. Mahaprabhu, my brother and I are very depressed at being unfit candidates for your mercy. But we've heard of your transcendental qualities, so we're very much attracted to you. Upajaya lobha. Tamara gune. Upajaya lobha. Our lobha, our greed has risen, upajaya. It's risen by hearing about you. It's natural. We develop attraction when we hear about something beautiful. Oh, I went to this place, it would look like this and like that, and they describe some beautiful place, the qualities and characteristics of it. Then you'll think, oh, I'm feeling greedy to go there. I want to go there. Vamana jayiche chanda dharite chahikare tayiche evhancha mora utaye antare. Mahaprabhu, my brother and I are like dwarfs trying to capture the moon. Vaman chanda dharite. Like Vamanadev trying to hold the moon. Although we are completely unfit, a desire to receive your mercy is awakening in our minds. Pavantameva nuchara nirantara prashanta nishesha manoratantara kadaha maikantika nitya kinkara praharsha yishami sanatta jivitam. By serving you constantly, one is freed from all material desires and is completely pacified. When shall I engage as your permanent eternal servant and always feel joyful to have such a fitting master? This is a verse again from Sri Anuma Yamunacharya from Stotra Ratna. So there's nice points mentioned here in this verse by Yamuna Acharya. He's teaching us about the benefits and the transformation of heart and mind and consciousness that occur in one who finds a good master. Avantame nacharan, anucharan nirantara. Anucharan means by always serving you. So if I always serve a good master, then I'll become prashant. I become pacified, peaceful. Manoratantara. In the Bhagavatam, Sugya Muni talks about manoratena. The Vrath, Manarath, Rathena, the Rathiyatra. Yeah, the mental Rathiyatra. We're all on Rathiyatra. Every day we're on Rathiyatra. Journey. Yatra means journey, Rathiyatra, the journey of the cart journey. So, the mind is compared to a chariot, and we are the helpless passengers in that chariot of the mind. So the Manorath, the Antara, says that when I serve a good master, I become peaceful, and my mind no longer goes anywhere. If the chariot of your mind is not pulling here and there, that means there's no more desires. So it's that's why it's translated. This phrase, mano rata antara, is translated as freedom from all material desires and completely pacified. When shall I engage as your permanent eternal servant? Kada, kada, kada. Such a word, kada. Everywhere in Sanskrit and Bengali shastras, and especially stotrams, stutis, and prayers, ashtakams, we find the word Narottam Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all the Padakartas, all the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself uses the same word. Where does he use it? Nayanam, what is it? Nayanam. Bulakar nichitam vapu kada, kada, kada. When will I come to Bhava Bhakti? When will I He's so attached to Krishna, Ayananda Tanachakendram, that he becomes, I become so attached to his Nam Rup Gun and Leela that he lifts me from the samsara and fixes me on his feet, and I become so joyful. And as I get more and more attached to him, my joy increases and condenses. The joy of my attachment condenses unlimitedly until it manifests as bhav. And when that attachment becomes bhav, then I experience so many septic vikars, tears in the eyes and trembling, hair standing on end. But it's not happening. You're telling that your holy name will do this, that you will do this, Radha will do this, Krishna will do this. So, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. It's not happening. Kada, kada, when? So that utsaha, that hankering, that yearning for perfection is everywhere there. So this great Acharya, Yamunacharya, is saying, and Devyakas and Sarkara Malik are using this, quoting this, to say that if you liberate us and accept us as your servants, then all these wonderful benefits will happen to us. Our mind will become so pacified by the bliss of your service and so purified by associating with you and hearing from you and serving you that we have no more material desires, and our mano retena gets parked in the garage forever. Parked in the car garage forever. All the air is out of the tires. There's no gas in the tank. Car is the Rath Yatra, the car, the Rath is dysfunctional. When I become your Nitya Kinkara, Aikantika means exclusive, eternal servant. Kinkara and Kinkari. So they're in male forms that are using male ending, Kinkara. And then when that happens, then I'll be Praharsha Yishyami. I will enter into an intense state of harsh, prakrishtarena harsha, very intense, pra, harsh, very intense joy and satisfaction. And how will I experience all that intense joy? Because first there's the negative, then there's the positive. We have to neutralize the negative, and then we can build upon the positive. So the negative is kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsari, the mental factory that's producing constant vasanas and desires to enjoy and taking expression as anger and lust and all these things. So first the negative is we must pacify. That mind must be pacified, must be purified, and that gives some joy. And then as I continue to serve you, then I experience Praharsha Yishyami. I enter into this land of Praharsha. Eternal happiness and inner peace and joy. Why? And what is the cause of it? Because I have Sanata Jivatam. Because as a Jiva, I am Sanath. I'm with Anath. I have a master. The dog is wandering in the streets in the cities. Food, where is food? And he goes to one house, he goes in the lane, and he sticks his nose in there, and he smells someone cooking some chapatis and dal. And he goes, oh, that smells really good. I wonder if meals are ready. I wonder if meals are ready in this dava, this Brijavasi dava. And then when he's asking that question with his nose is asking this question, meals ready? Mata. Then a rock comes flying out of the door, hits him on the nose. Ow, 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 ow. And he runs up the street to the next door. And next door, he sees, oh, I don't see anyone here. Maybe they already made the rotis. And they went to sleep and there's a few extra. So then he walks in the house. It's dark, so he can't see very well, but he can smell very well. Acha. Then And he's, oh, there they are. There's a couple left extra, maybe, whatever. And he approaches those roadies, all of a sudden, whack! Bam! He gets cracked on the back with a lati stick. Oh! Ho, 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 ho. I mean, the Vrijavasi dogs are so dramatic because they're, you know, they're part of Krishna's Leela drama in Vraj. That we see on the street, a person, there's some dog is walking, the person picks up a stick and he goes like this. And dog's, oh, 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 oh. And for 5 or 10 minutes, the dog is crying, wailing, like really loud, like, ow, 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 ow. Like you just beat him to a pulp with a stick. And he just went, hey, get out of here. Oh, they're really too good. I mean, I told you, it's a drama. It's a movie. Everyone's on stage here. And the supreme choreographer is getting all the laughs at Radhan Shyam. And their associates. I always feel joyful to have such a fitting master as you. Shuni Mahaprabhu kahe shuna dabir kas. Tumi dui bhai mora puratana das. So he's saying, after hearing all these wonderful submissions and repentive outpourings from the humble surrendered hearts of Dabir Kas and Sarkara Malik, and Mahaprabhu was deeply moved. His heart was deeply moved with so many wonderful feelings of Karuna and kindness and love. So he replied, my dear Dabir Kas, because he's the elder of the two, and when there's two brothers, the elder of the two will act as a spokesman. So, although it says they spoke, obviously most of all these words were spoken by Sanatana, but felt equally by both. Because he's saying, he's talking to, he's addressing one, and then he'll speak singularly, then he changes the plural. My dear Dabir Kas, he spoke. You and your brother are my old servants, Puratana Das. Haji Haite Dunhara Nam Rup Sanatan. Dainya Chara Tomara Dainya Fate Mora Man. My dear, interesting. The elder one was speaking, and Lord Chaitanya addressed the elder one. And now he's addressing the younger one. My dear Sakara Malik, from this day on, your names will be changed to Srila Rupa and Srila Sanatana Goswami Pada Ki Jai. Now, please abandon your humility, for my heart is breaking to see you so humble. Acha. Now, wait a minute. In chapter 19 of chapter 20 of Anti Leela, you're commanding us Trinadapi Sunichena to be dainya, to be humble. Dainya means humble. Now you're here and you're saying in Madhya 208, you're saying you're too humble. So the Lord is, he has a license for contradiction. He issued this license of contradiction. He made one copy. He put a stamp on it, authorized. It's authorized and bona fide. And then he signed it. Then he kept it himself in his wallet. A license for contradiction. So Krishna and Gauranga, they often appear to act in contradictory ways. Or speak in contradictory, equivocal ways. But it's only equivocal if we're equivocal. And it's only contradictory if we are an abode of contradictions within us. The soul is willing, but the flesh is weak. That's a contradiction. Jesus himself talked about contradictions. So now they become Srila Rupa and Sanatana. Mahaprabhu's, actually, Prabhupada is telling, this is Mahaprabhu's initiation of Dabir Kas and Sakara Malik. They approached the Lord with all humility, and the Lord accepted them as his old servants, eternal servants, and he changed their names. It should be understood from this that it is essential for a disciple to change his name after initiation. Andainya patri liki more patale bharabhar se patra dvara jani tomara vyavahar. Previously, before we've met on this occasion, you've written several letters showing your humility. So if you're humble, when you write, you'll write humbly. If you're humble, you'll act humble. And if you're humble, you'll speak humbly. You've written several letters to show your humility. I can understand your behavior from those letters. That's interesting. You can read a person's behavior. They say the face is the index of the mind. So the writing is an index of the heart. The writing is the index of the heart. Speaking is the index of the heart. Tomarid haya ami jani patra dvare toma shikaite shloka potaila tomare. By your letters, Rupa and Sanatan, I understand your heart. Tomarid haya. In order to teach you, I sent you one verse, which reads as follows. Paravyasanani nari vyagrapi griyakarmasu tadeva swadyat yantar navasanga rasayanam. You know that one? Paramour, do your household chores. If a woman has a paramour, an illicit lover, obviously other than her husband, she will appear very busy in her domestic chores, always carrying out her household affairs, cooking, cleaning, maintaining all these things. But within her heart, she's not there. Her heart is not into it. It's a phrase that's often used to encourage, to induce workers to work harder or disciples to surrender more. You're not, it's not into it. But if someone has to order you to put your heart into it, that means your heart will never be into it. Because that's the whole idea. If your heart is into it, if your heart is into the person or the conception or the idea or the philosophy, automatically you're into it. Or into that person or their philosophy. No one has to say, you're a Krishna Bhakta. Yeah. Are you into it? No. Not really. It's a passing fad. Well, then you're not a Krishna Bhakta. It's like this. Within her heart, she's always relishing feelings of association with her paramour. Navasanga rasayanam. Now that's a very healthy medicine. Rasayana means a health-giving tonic based on transformation of mercury mixed with different elements. Itsy insignificant touch of mercury. Rasayana, if there's no mercury, it's not rasayana. It's an interesting point. Mercury can kill you and mercury can save you. Mercury can kill you and mercury can extend your life. Bring a dead man to life. Interesting substance. You know, 1/1000th of a drop will kill you, but 1/10000th of a drop will save you. It's such minute, and all the science they know in Ayurveda, or they did know, Navasanga Rasayanam, that ever fresh association with my lover creates always fresh new feelings of blissful, satisfying, and enervating moods and feelings arise in my heart whenever I get the association of my dearly beloved. Mahaprabhu, that's really a diary. When Mahaprabhu sent a letter, he sent a letter with that verse to Rupa and Sanatan. When they had written earlier, they were exchanging letters. And they were saying, we're stuck, we're trapped over here. And the Muslim got enslaved by the Muslim emperor. And we can't escape, and we're practically bound prisoners. He's threatened to kill us if we leave. It's a very difficult situation. What to do? How can we carry on? Goda nikat asite nahimora prayojan toma dunha dekite mor ihan agaman. I really had no business in coming to Bengal, But I have come just to see you two brothers. He mora manera kata ke gea nahi jane save bali kene aile rama keli grame. Everyone's asking why I came to Ram Keli. No one knows my inner purpose. Because that's a quality of gravity. The Lord has all the auspicious qualities, and one of them is gravity. The definition of gravity means you don't really know what's on a person's mind. You may misread the situation by the words or the actions or behavior or the same actions, but what's actually on his mind or what he's really thinking or planning is not known outside the super soul. Balo Haila Dui Bhai Haila Morastan Kare Jaha Bhaya Kichu Nakari Haman. He's saying it is very good that you two brothers have come to see me. Balo Balo. Now go home and don't fear anything. Bhaya Kichu Kariman. If God tells you to be fearless, you should be able to be fearless. God comes and says, listen, relax, go home, don't be afraid. So that's comforting words from their beloved master, Mahaprabhu. Don't fear anything, Bhaya Kichunai. Even the littlest fear don't have. I'm there, I'm with you, I'm in your heart, I'm in your mind. I'm everywhere, front and back. Janmi janmi tumi dui kin karamar achirate krishna tumai karibe udhar. Rupan Sanatan, birth after birth, you two have been my eternal servants. Janmi janmi kin karamar. I am sure that Krishna will deliver you very soon. In one sense, it's just a little comical. It's a very serious tone of the whole story, but you are that Krishna, but that's part of his gravity that he doesn't want to reveal that, at least at this juncture in the Leela, that I'm sure Krishna, he is Krishna, he already has delivered them very soon, like already gone, immediately happened, already over, it's already delivered. Nice. Etabali dunhara shire. Darila dui hate, dui bhai prabhu para para nila nijamate. Mahaprabhu placed his two hands on the heads of both of them. In return, they immediately took the lotus feet of Gauranga and held them on their heads. Interesting idea to think about. In the heart of the devotees, the heart of the Lord, the devotees are at his hands. But in the heart of the devotees, their head is at the feet of their Lord. Very interesting interplay. He's saying, he's like this. So he has Shirmin's head. He has his hand, which is very upper limb, upper anga of the body. He has it on their head. So that means they're standing up. They can stand proud or stand however, humbly. They're standing and so the Lord is accepting. Yes, we're equals. By putting the hand on the head, the Lord is accepting. I and my devotees are equal. I am standing, you are standing. Your place is here with my hand. I'm accepting you. In the 11th canto in Uddhava Gita, Krishna is telling Uddhava that you're more dear to me, my own self. You're more dear to me than Balaram. More dear than Lakshmi. You're more dear than my own Atma. So that means really equal. Equal and more. He says you're more than, that means the devotee is not only equal to the Lord, but he's more than the Lord. He's saying you're more than myself. Telling Uddhava. What an exalted position. Of course, Uddhava also has family relationship with Krishna. He's his cousin. Because Vasudeva's brother is the father of Uddhav. And Vasudeva is the father of Krishna. So that makes them cousin brothers. So that's why they had a Sakya Dasya mixed of relation, Sakya Dasya Vatsalya all mixed together, because he's older. Just like Balaram is older than Krishna, so his prime is Mukya Rati, is Sakya Rati, but there's Vatsalya there mixed in also. It's told by Rupa. So Uddhava was the son of the brother of Vasudeva. So such an intimate family. And then someone sometimes says, well, when Krishna was in Dwarka, how come Ugrasen was the king? Because when Krishna went to Mathura, Ugrasen, the father of Kamsa, was in jail. But Krishna is a Yadava, I believe. In a Yadava dynasty, was a curse by King Yayati. By King Yayati, he said, no one in my dynasty can become the king. So if Krishna had taken the role of the king of Mathura, and all the whole Mathura kingdom and Leela was shifted overnight to Dwarka, then he would be breaking that curse of his ancestor, Yayati. Interesting. All the Indians love all this stuff, this family intrigue, and all the, you know, the cousins, brothers, nephews, Jiju, and that, this, that. There's so many interconnections. But it's all... It shows you how strong the family is, because Krishna's in Naralila in Dwarka and Mathura and Vrindavan, so he's fully following all the codes and behavior of Naralila. He's not stepping outside. Ugrasen is the father of a demon. Doesn't mean he's a demon, but he wasn't a demon. Very interesting side point. So the devoted Lord is accepting the devotees equally, and the devotee's saying, no, I don't deserve this equality. I don't deserve this equal treatment. I'm down there. Stita duli sadrisham vichintya. Stita duli sadrisham vichintya. I'm in the dust of your feet. You're honoring. Your hand is used to honor. What's the verse to honor someone? To respect someone, to bless someone, and to slap someone. It's also there. In terms of sadhus and gods, and God is generally... So there's a verse describing what Radharani does with her hand. Vrabhayat spurat. With her raised hand, she manifests fearlessness. She raises her hand, manifest for the devotees. For Krishna, Radharani is like this, dancing, offering tambal, offering mala, just dancing with mudras. And sometimes Lalita Vishakasaki gives her tambal. And then she goes like this while dancing a beautiful mudra. Then she offers like this, and Krishna accepts. Either directly from her hand, she's going like that. Radharani is going like this to offer to his mouth. And Krishna takes her hand and puts it to her mouth and then takes it. You follow? They're dancing, and he's going like this. So he can go take it from her like this, or he can take it with his hand, put it in his mouth. He can take it from her hand with his mouth. That's not what he does. She's going like this, and he goes, oh, really? And then with his own hand, and all dance while they're dancing, he takes his hand, and he pushes it to her mouth. I want your Mahaprasad. I want your Adhara Amrita. Radha Adhara Amrita. So then he touches it, kisses it. And then Krishna's, yes. Then, yeah, so Radharani's blessing. I'm saying for the devotees, for Krishna, she's serving, loving, like inducing his love and his prema ras. Like this. She's not offering pan to my mouth. Maybe someday. That's also told in our shastras that kinkris are given pan. It has a long route. That pond travels a lot. First the mandris make it, then they give it to the Guru Sakhi, and they get a Rupa Mandri, then Lalita Vishaka, depends on what your Vishaka's line or Lalita's line. Rati gives it to Vishaka, Rupa gives it to Lalita, because Rati Mandri, Das Goswami is in Vishaka's gun, Vishaka Sakhi gun. So then Vishaka gives it maybe directly to Radharani, and then Radharani gives it to Krishna, then Krishna's enjoying it, then he passes it to Radharani's mouth, and Radharani passes it to the hand of Vishaka or to Rupa Mandri, and it's really, that travels through a lot of parampara. It really goes to a lot of places. And then we may be part of that Amway downline, you know? Amway downline. Finally, somehow some charitable mantras along the line say, oh, look, there's itsy bitsy something for you. Itsy bitsy. That's all I need. Itsy bitsy. Now dance and joy. What happened to Shiva when he got a morsel of Mahaprasadam from the jave of Narada? He almost did it. He busted into the Tandava Nritya and started kicking down the universe, as is described by Lochandas Thakur and Chaitanya Mongo. Itna. What do you say? Itna. Kichu. So that hand of Radharani is giving fearlessness to the devotees. You see so many expressions of Bhagavan putting his hands on his devotee's head. Bhagavan Arishringa Dev, putting his hand on Prahlad's head. And probably, I heard this is the last Bhagavatam class gave in Mayapur. Then he fell ill in 1977, February. He was already quite ill, but February 3rd or 4th, but he gave one. It was about Prahlad. And Prabhupada said, this, and the verse is describing, this is quite amazing that Nrisimha's hand is like a lotus flower. Beautiful, soft, reddish, petal-like fingers of his hand. But the end of that lotus flower are these razor-sharp, thunderbolt-sharp nails. So with that same hand, he took the nails, ripped out the entrails, took the nails and ripped out the entrails of Hiranyakashipu. And then when that was done, cats have a feature of retracting nails, like an airplane. You know, they go like this and they retract their landing gear. Landing gear comes out and then it goes back in. So the cats, when they kill, the nails come out. Their palms are like this. And they're playing with their babies, knocking. Then when they kill, it goes, ta. So when the Sringadeva did that with Hiranyakashipu, then, then he put his hand, and they make you hear that sound. When you're ever flying a plane, you hear this. The wheels are, the plane's going, when it's going up in the air, and then those are the wheels. I don't know if the snails made any sound, but so he touched their head. But then a devotee thinks, all right, you're giving me so much honor and blessings and fearlessness and protection. But that very, you're touching my head. It's very interesting, the whole point. He said, you're touching my head with your hands. That's what he's saying. He's saying, he said, do we bhai Prabhupada nija, that's, he says, with dui hat, when he had a hand on their heads. So they're feeling so much joy and appreciation and what they feel like is undeserved honor. So immediately those heads disappear from the hands of Mahaprabhu, and they go down to his feet, and they offer dandavats at his feet, and they hold his feet, they put their head on his feet. Because the devotee's position is always that. He doesn't want honor, he doesn't want distinction. He doesn't want honor from the Lord or distinction from the Lord. Amani na amani dena kirtaniya sadahari. Dona nalingiya prabhu balila bhaktagan sabhe kripa karayuta rahat duijan. After this, Mahaprabhu embraced both the brothers and requested all the devotees to be merciful and deliver them. Duijani prabhu kripa deki bhaktagan hari hari bale sabhe anandittaman. And all the devotees saw the Mahaprabhu kripa on the heads of Rupa and Sanatan. They were very much gladdened. Ananditaman, their minds filled with bliss, and began to chant the holy name of the Lord, Hari Hari. Because what does a bird do when its stomach is full and it feels happy? It sings. So when a devotee's heart is full of devotional fervor, then he sings. One acharya said that singing is the science of self-realization. Singing doesn't mean, Bombay song. Singing Krishna bhajans or Krishna nam is a science of self-realization. One is a real tattva-gyani, a vigyani, Krishna bhakti vigyani. if he's moment to moment chanting the holy name of the Lord. When one ties his heart to Guru and Krishna, then the holy name ties himself to one's tongue. Srinam Prabhu ties himself to your tongue. Narottam Das says, Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Pajeche Jheva. Unless one serves a Vaishnava, it cannot be delivered. The spiritual master initiates the disciple to deliver him. And a disciple executes the order of Guru and does not offend other Vaishnavas. His path is clear. So therefore we see the equality. Hari Guru Vaishnava. It's a train that runs on three tracks. The Bhakti train. The Bhakti express train has three tracks to make sure it doesn't tip over. Hari Seva, Guru Seva, Vaishnava Seva. Okay, I'm serving Guru. That's enough. No. That's only one track. What about Vaishnava Seva? If you offend the Vaishnavas, it's Nishval. Mahaprabhu requested all the Vaishnavas present to show mercy. In other words, I've shown mercy, but that's only one third of it. It's only one third of it. Guru Kripa, Mahan Kripa. I've given them mercy, but you're the Vaishnavas. So now you're the one third. Now Krishna, and I already said earlier, I hope that Krishna gives you his mercy. The earlier verse was, says, I'm praying that Krishna will be merciful to you. That's what he said. So these three, when these three installments of mercy are there, then perfection is with us. When a Vaishnava sees another Vaishnava is receiving Krishna's mercy, he becomes very happy. Nityananda Haridasa Srivasa Gadadhar Mukunda Jagananda Murari Vrakeshwar. All the Vaishnavas of Mahaprabhu were there, associates. Especially Nityananda, Haridas, Srivas Thakur, Gadadhar Pandit, Mukunda Jagadananda, Murari, and Vrakeshwar Pandit. Sabaracharane Dhari, Pare Dui Bhai, Save Bhale Danyatumi, Paile Gosai. In accordance with the Gauranga Shiksha, the two brothers, Rupa and Sanatan, immediately touched the feet of all the Vaishnavas, who all became very happy and congratulated the two brothers for having received the mercy of the Lord. This behavior is indicative of real Vaishnavas. When they saw that Rupa and Sanatana were fortunate to receive the mercy of Gauranga, they themselves were so pleased that they all congratulated them. However, a jealous person in the dress of a Vaishnava is not at all happy to see the success of another Vaishnava in receiving Krishna's mercy. Unfortunately, in this age of Kali, there are many mundane persons in the dress of Vaishnavas. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described them as Kali Chela, disciples of Kali. Thakur Bhaktivinoda indicates that there's another Vaishnava, a pseudo-Vaishnava, with tilak on his nose, kanti beads around his neck. Such a pseudo-Vaishnava associates with money and women and is jealous of a successful Vaishnavas. So that's the conclusion of this story. Mahaprabhu's Puritana Milan Leela.